you're talking about when things that are bad happen to you, that it's not something that it's the victim, like, oh my gosh, this just happened to me. I think it's a great opportunity, like you said, to, you know, we talk a lot about around the new moon is like, you know, plant the seed of intention, plant the seed of intention. But I think you can do that at any time. You know, you can do that in that moment where you're like, I do not intend to be a victim anymore. I intend to take my power, revisit whatever's happened. Maybe this is happening to me because I'm constantly, you know, in this certain emotional pattern and you need to wake up and shift out of it. Or this is just, I'm always ignoring myself, not taking, you know, better care of what I eat. And therefore this is happening. So I get to wake up and I get to make a new intention to eat better, to slow down, to enjoy life. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. And it's like connecting. Sometimes I think affirmations and mantras are really beautiful things, right? As we like try to shift away from maybe emotional patterns or thinking patterns or living patterns that aren't serving us, and maybe shifting into new patterns, we try to latch on to, you know, an affirmation or something we've heard from someone else, but then we try to force it into us, and then we might not believe it 100%. So it's like putting on shoes that are just the wrong size, right? They don't fit us, and they probably feel uncomfortable and give us blisters. So then we almost like kind of reject and don't want that. And so it's, for me, what I've learned from the practitioners that I work with is like trying to go a layer deeper where the beliefs and the thoughts are, there's some beliefs and thoughts that might be deep down that we do actually believe that we just need to strengthen and keep those in our mind's eye. So we're putting on the shoes or the clothes that actually fit us and feel authentic to us, because there are our beliefs. They're our own beliefs, they're our own realizations and our own truths, right? So then we can latch on to that. And that can help to, so I have a morning kind of protocol that I do that helps to really protect my own energetic boundaries and remind myself of these beliefs of the direction that I want to go. And some of that is it's a process of first, I work with myself energetically in the fact that, and I'm sure a lot of your people know, and I am just, I was taught this 20 years ago when I first started my massage practice. I worked next door to an angel practitioner, and it was the first time I heard of such a thing.
I just saw something fly by above your head when you said angel practitioner. How magical was that?
I just got goosebumps. Wow, oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I love that. Thank you, Spirit, for being with us. Thank you. We are here. Go on. Sorry, you were saying.
I did too. I was like, I thought it was a fan, and then I was like, I don't have a fan here.
Yeah. No, yeah, Donna saw that too. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So, like, they're here with us. They're always here with us, but they just had to show us that they're actually here with us.
Thank you. So, yeah, I'm learning this still. I think some of your practitioners probably have a lot more experience than I. But she taught me 20 years ago how to seal in my energy with a bubble, right? And because as a massage therapist, I used to take on other people's energy. For example, like they would have stomach stuff, and all of a sudden I would have stomach stuff. And I began to recognize, like, when they say they have a migraine and then I show up at home with a migraine later, that it wasn't mine. It's not mine, not my burden to carry. And, you know, most likely maybe, you know, they in some way have to let it go too. But how to work with all this, I had no idea about any of this. And so she first taught me this, and I was very committed, I guess you could say, and consistent about doing it at that time. And then I went to PT school, which it was like, again, I value my learning and getting my doctorate. And there's a lot of people in my group here that are very Western medicine science. So some of this stuff might be like kind of out there for them, but I promise, like, there's I think a lot of them too, I think sometimes the reason why we get into working with people is because we do have like this ability to connect with people and serve in some way. So there is this essence of them within them.